I suppose everyone would agree that one of the particular things we observe when we try to take a general look at the world as it is today is a growing demand on all sides and by every kind of human being for a greater share in the control of his own life and destiny. This ideal used to be called democracy, and still sometimes is, but it seems to be becoming apparent to more and more people that, although there is a great deal of what is called democracy about, there is little, if any, of that distributed control. One manifestation of this, often noted, is the fact that on a particular occasion where people do have the opportunity to exercise their democratic rights, that is, at an election, either municipal or parliamentary, it is extraordinary how very few people take the trouble to go and do it. Electoral apathy, it has sometimes been called. Arising out of this feeling of dissatisfaction, there is a tendency nowadays to speak less of democracy and more of participation as a better name for the thing that we ought to have but haven't got. Demands for participation are heard everywhere, as loudly on the other side of the Atlantic as on this, and indeed throughout the world, and they grow louder and louder. Some years ago, I suppose we rather thought we had done something towards participation when we converted an empire into a commonwealth. But I doubt whether very many simple citizens of the commonwealth countries feel themselves participating much more in the control of their own lives than they did under the empire. Meanwhile, in almost any direction we turn, we get the same demand. The manual and other workers in industry demand participation in the management. Students call for participation in the policy decisions on their university. Women want to participate in the structures of a man-made society. And we even hear it solemnly argued that school children are being oppressed unless they are allowed to run their own schools.